Gold Central Victoria, my guest this afternoon is Channel 9 presenter Clint Stanaway. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Daniel, and hi to your listeners too.
Thank you very much for your time. Raising and riding awareness around Central Victoria for ovarian cancer, a big ride.
It has been a big ride so far, that's for sure. We set off from Adelaide last Friday, actually, so we've covered some 800 kilometres so far, passing through some really big rural cities and towns such as Berry, Mildura, then made our way into New South Wales, crept over the New South Wales border to Euston, had some terrific experiences with the local communities in sort of Gol-Gol and then tracked along the Murray River, Swan Hill. We also went through... where are we now? We're in Echuca. I just completely forgot where we are. Do you know why? Because it's taxing. It's completely fatiguing.
Fully understand.
We've passed through so many small towns and met so many amazing people that it's just been an extraordinary effort from all concerned.
Having spent many a year in the Mildura region, Clint, I fully understand why you're a little bit tired at the moment, because the weather up there is pretty tough at the best of times, so I can fully understand. But the important question, if you did go to the Mildura region, did you take the selfie at the New South Wales and Victoria border to say, look, I've been in both states today?
Absolutely.
Good.
And we'd only just been in South Australia as well. So we've done the three states that covered a lot of ground. And as I say, spoken to a lot of people. And that's a good thing about this year's ride, is that we've tried to hit up so many populous towns, because there's a really striking message we're trying to convey to the people, not just of Victoria, New South Wales, South Australia, but Australia more generally, is about ovarian cancer awareness and, you know, trying to raise money and awareness for an early detection test for what is a really insidious disease.
So, of course, at the moment, you've raised around $90,000 in this particular ride. Is there a reason that you're doing this, Clint? Is it a family history with anybody in your family to do it, or you just decided, no, this is a great cause?
Oh, look, a bit of both, actually. A great family friend of mine, Mandy Herbert, she passed away from the disease 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So we started this ride in the year of her passing. So this is the third year we've done it. The first year we also did Adelaide to Melbourne, a bit of a shorter route that year. And then last year, Canberra to Melbourne. And then this year, Adelaide to Melbourne via the Mighty Murray River and down into central Victoria, hitting up towns like Shepparton and also Bendigo, where I've once upon a time worked as a cadet journalist at Wynn Television many years ago. So it'd be great to get back into the gold fields and see a few of the my former friends.
Well, yeah, I was going to mention about the cadet journalism up here in Bendigo, and of course you've gone on to way bigger and better things with Channel 9, but your time as a cadet in Bendigo, obviously it was a while ago, but your memories, anything that sort of sparks your memory back in the Central Victoria region?
I used to love Bendigo Cup Day, that's a confession, and I saw some of the scenes from Bendigo Cup Day this year. I know everyone had a great day, and the town really comes alive around Bendigo Cup Day, so that's one. But I just love getting up to Bendigo and seeing how, you know, year on year it's growing, it's evolving. I mean, you just have a look at the sort of Bendigo Bank precinct for one, and how big that Bath Lane type area has become. It's quite extraordinary, isn't it? And it's just, it continues to evolve, but, you know, before everybody's eyes, really.
Oh, you are talking the talk. Bath Lane, Pall Mall, the Bendigo Bank precinct. You know it all here in Bendigo, which is fantastic. But more importantly,
absolutely,
of course, fantastic, raising money for ovarian cancer. Now, for those, Clint, who can't come and see you for various reasons, because you're going to be stopping at various locations along this particular ride, but still want to donate, how can they do that?
Well, you can follow our progress and or donate. We'd really appreciate the support. silverliningride.com.au. We do arrive in Bendigo tomorrow afternoon after a bit of a slog from Shepparton to Bendigo. It's a really tough ride, actually, especially the last 10 to 15 Ks. I don't want to speak too loudly because a few of my fellow riders are in the vicinity. I don't want to scare them off too much.
Just tell them it's flat and it's fine.
We're actually not allowed to ride today. We were meant to ride from Echuca to Shepparton because of the code red and obviously the fire danger in the region. It just certainly isn't worth the risk, and we don't want to be holding up emergency vehicles. So we're having a bit of a rest day, a forced rest day, which I think is good for the sore muscles.
Oh, fair enough. Well, safe riding, and enjoy your time in Bendigo, and all the best for the rest of the ride. We'll have all the details on how you can donate on our website, goldcentralvictoria.com.au. Channel 9 presenter Clint Stanaway, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for your time.